Air, food, and water are essentials for physical life.
In our spiritual life, prayer is essential to the soul.
That's why we're here today, taking time for a special season of prayer this morning.
Plus, we have so much more.
Come along. Good morning and welcome to Wake Up with Hope. Thank you for waking up with us today. We're so glad you have chosen to join us.
Welcome to all of our wonderful viewers from all around the world. Let us know where you're watching from on our official Wake Up with Hope Facebook page. We always love to hear from you.
You know, today is National Croissant Day.
Oh, I love croissants.
Who doesn't love croissants, right? Did you know the credit for the croissant we know today is given to an Austrian military officer?
Did you know that? Interesting. Mm-hmm.
August Zang was his name, who opened a Viennese bakery in Paris in 1839 to introduce France to Viennese baking techniques.
And today, friends, we want to challenge you to try your hand at a new recipe and try to recreate the croissant in your own kitchen. Now, that is one I have never tried, and I love recreating things.
Oh, yes.
Little intimidating for me, I think.
You should try it. You got to try it.
I think so.
Oh, that sounds fun. Well, we have a lot in store for you today, so let's begin by taking a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history, in 1948, Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, the political and spiritual leader of the Indian independence movement, is assassinated in New Delhi by a Hindu extremist. Gandhi was assassinated due to opposers who disagreed with his philosophy of non-violence.
Friends, in this world, we will have trials. We're going to have tribulations. We will have opposers. How important it is for us to remember that God has told us that we don't truly battle with flesh and blood. Instead, we're in the middle of a spiritual warfare. And Satan is the real enemy and the real opposer. So as you go through life and unfortunately face conflict, ask Jesus to be your shield and sword as you follow his example and show kindness and love to everyone around you. And instead of retaliating, seek peace. And remember Jesus' promise in John chapter 16, verse 33. He said we can have peace in him as we face trials and difficulties with courage because he has overcome the world.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The Incredible Journey is back this morning with an eye-opening episode on ants.
The Prohart Art Gallery is one of the most popular tourist attractions in the outback town of Broken Hill. It's chock full of his paintings and artwork. This painting of a dragonfly is one of the most well-known and famous pieces. It's interesting how Pro came to paint the image of a dragonfly. He was actually watching ants going about their work. He saw them busily working on a dead dragonfly and carrying it bit by bit to their nest. So it was the ants that first captured his attention and interest, which he connected to the wisdom found in the Bible book of Proverbs, chapter 6 and verse 6. Take a lesson from the ants, you lazy bones. Learn from their ways and be wise. We can learn a lot from nature and ants in particular. Here are some important characteristics of ants. One, ants are diligent and hardworking. They can teach us the value of hard work. Ants are never lazy. Laziness only encourages us to procrastinate and become apathetic. Ants aren't poor or hungry either. They are continually working. If we strive to be diligent and work hard, our lives will also be blessed physically, spiritually, and financially. Point number two, ants have a can-do attitude. They are self-motivated. Their small size and location on the ground doesn't limit them. They make no excuses and continue with the business of getting things done together. They are disciplined self-starters and work for the common good. Point three, Ants have excellent strategic planning, precision, and organization skills. Ants can teach us the necessity of planning ahead. They store their food during seasons of plenty so that they will have adequate amounts in the lean times. Point four, ants are the masters of teamwork and unity. Ants know that they can accomplish more by working together than by working alone. They set goals and work together to achieve it. Ants are truly inspirational, and we sure can learn a lot from them, as suggested in the Bible.
This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we have a special guest joining us. Our very own Ronnie Mills joins us for a special feature.
Good morning, Saints, and happy Tuesday. The start of a new year allows us the opportunity to improve in areas that are important to our life. Certainly our finances are one of those areas. It's never too early to plan for the overall financial health of your household. Therefore, I'm excited to welcome you to a new segment on Wake Up With Hope that will take place every Tuesday, and it's called Plan Giving Tuesday. Our first guest and one of America's greatest authorities on plan giving is with us today, Mr. Dennis Carlson. Dennis, welcome to Wake Up With Hope.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Ronnie.
Well, please share with our audience, what is plan giving?
Well, plan giving may be something that our audience is not familiar with, but all gifts are usually planned gifts. But what is referred to as a planned gift usually depends on what type of possession or asset you use to give the gift. Many planned gifts are given using assets other than cash. Examples are stocks, bonds, real estate, qualified retirement plans such as 401ks and 403bs and IRAs, or even life insurance. Hope Channel can also be included in your estate plan. Most of the above assets carry an income tax liability if you sell or take a distribution. If these tax-toxic assets are given to Hope Channel, you receive an income tax deduction and will support Hope Channel International Ministry worldwide.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing this invaluable information with us today. And thank you also for tuning in today. If you would like more information on plan giving or helping the Ministry of Hope Channel through plan giving, please call 1-888-446-7388. That's 1-888-446-7388. Thanks for your support.
Would you like to have an increased spiritual strength? We've got just what you need, prayer. Let's join the Let's Pray team in prayer just now.
Well, it is that time again, family. We are here to pray together. My name is Susan Cromwell. I'm the host for Hope Channel's Let's Pray, and I just want to spend some time praying with you and for you in the area of the new year. So we're a few weeks into it, and I know that there have probably been some changes for some of you and some hopes, and maybe even some things that we need to move through or past that happened last year. So things we need to release to the Lord. So that's what I'd like to pray about today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for another opportunity to come boldly before your throne of grace. Jesus, we do need your mercy. I thank you, Father, for the newness of a new year. Lord, sometimes it's full of expectations. Sometimes, Lord, we're still tired from the last one. Sometimes, Lord, it's full of hope. So I ask, Lord, that however each member of this community is feeling today, whatever they're holding on to or going through or hoping for, Father, whatever's going on, I pray for your encouragement in their life today. Father, we want to be wise in the way that we move through the cycles and seasons of our lives. And Lord, I think that we're made for 24-hour periods. 24-hour periods, Lord. So anything from yesterday or last year that might have been difficult or painful or maybe even full of excitement, Father, we want to release that to you and say, thank you, Lord, for taking that. Thank you, Lord, for handling that. Thank you, Lord, for healing that. We release 2023 to you. Father, we open our hands to receive this new year, this new day, this brand new mercies every morning, life that you want to give us every day, Heavenly Father. Lord, we lay down what is behind and we look forward and we hope for our future, Jesus. Your word says that love hopes all things. So whether there are plans that are exciting, whether, Lord, we're just wanting to rest and heal, whatever is going on in our homes and our lives and our community, Jesus, we acknowledge our need of you. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that while we look to the future with hope, we would stand and dwell in your presence today. Father, walking with you step by step, surrendering to you, choosing to abide with you each day, Father. It doesn't always have to be big movements, big plans. Lord, I believe that your plans and purpose will come to fullness in our lives if we simply choose you every day. And so, Lord, as a community, we choose you. We choose you today. We choose you this minute. We choose you in the midst of anxiety. We choose you, Father, in 2024. Again and again, Lord, we choose to focus our eyes on you, to continue, Father, to trust you, to complete the work, to complete, Heavenly Father, what you've begun in us, because you are faithful. And you are gracious and kind, but you are mighty, Heavenly Father. And I thank you, Lord, that you are the answer to our concerns. You are the answer to our hope and to our promise and to our eternity, Jesus. Thank you for being with us in this new year. I just ask, Lord, one final thing, that you, Lord, would help to make us buoyant in our joy in this year. Increase our wisdom and discernment, Heavenly Father, and help us to navigate this world. And I thank you, Lord, that even as evil attempts to increase, Lord, you will always be more than. Thank you, Jesus, for being more. In the name of Jesus, amen. Family, it's a joy to pray with you, and I am so grateful. I pray it's an encouragement as you move into the rest of your day, whether it's good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. God bless you as you go about your new year. Bye-bye.
By my name shall humble themselves, and pray. If my people, which are called by my seek my face and turn from the way then will I hear from heaven, then will I hear from heaven, and by
shall humble themselves, humble themselves and pray. If my people, which are called by my and seek my face and turn from the wicked way, then will I hear from heaven, then will I hear from heaven, and their sins and heal their land.
If you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at www.hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And search for us on YouTube to check out our YouTube channel and keep up with us there.
We'll be right back with the devotional thought from Elizabeth Talbot of Jesus 101. Stay with us. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. We are happy you stayed with us.
It's now time for our devotional thought this morning. Elizabeth Talbot from Jesus 101 will be sharing with us.
Hello, everyone. We continue with our series, After God's Heart, on the life of David and the fact that he was enrolled in the School of Brokenness to become a man after God's own heart. Today, we're talking about exhausted, when we are exhausted. And what do we do then? I remember one time I was preaching in a church and I had a book of prayers that I had purchased. And there were different prayers for different circumstances. And one of them was the prayer of a single mother. And I asked if there were volunteers, any single parent that wanted to read this prayer out loud for the whole church. And this woman came up who was a single mom and she started reading the prayer. And the prayer was, Lord, I am so tired and I can't understand people that say to me, oh, hang in there, you know, they have two parents working with the children. I am by myself and I can't do this anymore. And the prayer went on and all of a sudden she stops and starts crying, sobbing, crying out loud in the middle of the church because she could understand perfectly what the prayer was about. She was so exhausted with what she was going through. And I felt this intimate connection at that moment. From her to God and all of us, actually, because we understand there are times in life that all of us get exhausted. And today, even David and his men will be exhausted in the story we are going to study. So let's go to chapter 27 of 1 Samuel. Things are going bad for David. It says on verse 1 of chapter 27, David said to himself, I will perish one day by the hand of Saul because Saul is persecuting him, coming after him. And he says, there's nothing better for me than to escape into the land of the Philistines. And you know, he goes to live with the Philistines. And what is unbelievable for me, verse 2, David arose and crossed over, he and his 600 men, you know, he had a little band now with him, who were with him, to Achish, the son of Maok, king of Gath. He goes to Gath, the very place where Goliath had come from, the core of his enemies, and now he's living among them. They give him, if you keep continue reading, over six, a town for him and his men and their families. The town is Ziklag, and that's where he's going to live for the next year and 4 months, 16 months. And you know that during that time, we have no Psalms from David. He's so exhausted that it seems like he doesn't have anything to bring. But then chapter 30 comes along. You know, David's life is in a downward spiral. You know, I like spirals. I think most of us do. They're pretty, except when they are somebody's life and the life takes a downward spiral. And this is what happened in David's life. Not only is he in the enemy camp after he has been persecuted, but now something bad, from bad to worse, right, is going to happen. And it's the fact that one day they come back with his band and Ziklag has been burned. I'm going to read it for you. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 1. It happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had made a raid on the Negev and had overthrown Ziklag and burned it with fire. And it continues to say they had taken all the women and children with them. And look at this verse. Verse 4. David and the people who were with him lifted their voices and wept until there was no strength in them to weep anymore. Maybe your life has been like this, and you have had tears here and there, but now you're like at the bottom, and you're crying with no more strength like them. But if you thought this couldn't get worse, let me tell you, it does, because the men are so embittered about their families not being there. Verse 6. David was greatly distressed because the people spoke of stoning him. I mean, his own people are so bitter about the family, losing their families, that they speak of stoning him. It says here, because they were embittered because of his sons and daughters. And it says here, but David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. I love that but. You know, there's some buts in the Bible where it says, this is happening, but. You know, those desperate prayers where all you have left is one word because you're so exhausted and you're like, please, please, or help, or why? Well, those are the exhausted prayers. David is so exhausted that he only finds strength in the Lord. And he says that he asked the priest to ask God if they should pursue these people. And they do, and they pursue. And look at this, verse 9. David went, he and the 600 men who were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those left behind remained. And it says here, verse 10, David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 were too exhausted to cross the brook Besor, and they remained behind. How exhausted do you have to be to stop your search for your own family? Well, 200 of the 600 men were so exhausted that they couldn't go up those 300 to 400 feet of the steep side of Brook Besor, and they were left behind. Well, David had a great victory, and when he came back with his spoils, some people didn't want to share the spoils with the ones that had been exhausted. And it says here, verse 21, when David came to the 200 men who were too exhausted to follow David, who had also been left at the brook Besor, it says, verse 22, some of the wicked and worthless men among those who went with David said no, they did not go, so they don't get any spoils. Here comes David with tons of spoils. It says that they had an incredible spoil, and some of them didn't want to share with those that were left behind that had been too exhausted. And this is where you can see that David has learned something during this down spiral, this difficult time. He says, I'm reading on chapter 30, verse 23. David said, you must not do so, my brothers, with what the Lord has given us. He says, the victory is from the Lord. We don't own this. So we're going to give to everybody equally. And he says, the Lord has given us, who has kept us and delivered us into our hands, the band that came against us. And then he says, from this day forward, it will be that he who stays behind and he who goes to the battle will get the same spoils. I love this because this is a principle of the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ is for the exhausted. Jesus said in Luke 4, verses 18 and 19, that he came to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to captives and recovery of sight to the blind and to set free those who are oppressed. This sounds like exhausted people to me, because the gospel is for the exhausted. We have someone who did the victory for us. We don't deserve the victory, but he has given us the spoils of eternal life. And I want to read something to you from page 58 of our book. None of us deserve salvation, no matter what we have or have not done. Jesus died for us, and in doing so, won the victory for all who choose him. And he shares the results of his victory with all of us who are too handicapped and exhausted to be able to run the perfect race that would qualify us for eternal life. He did it. And now he invites us to come to him. Come to me, he says, all who are tired and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So if you are too exhausted today, come to Jesus. He invites you.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for those encouraging thoughts this morning.
Well, friends, thank you for spending time with us this morning. And if you would like to learn more about our program or share us with a friend or even watch some part of today's program again, visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And don't forget to wake up with us tomorrow morning. We'll have an inspiring message from John Bradshaw, a special Dog Tales feature, a delicious recipe, music, and more. We can't wait to see you there.
And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and you would like to learn more, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Again, friends, that's hope.study.
Well, we have to go for now, but before we go, we want to leave you with a Bible promise. It's found in Mark chapter 11, verse 24.
It says, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours."
You know, friend, what are you lacking today? Is it a physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual need? Whatever it is, take it to Jesus. He has promised to hear your prayer and answer. Trust him and take him at his word. And
amen.
Friends, what a privilege has been to spending this time with you. And we hope that you'll take these beautiful promises and reminders of hope in Jesus with you throughout the day. Will you pray for us, Heidi?
Yes, I would love to do that. Dear Jesus, thank you so much that you have promised that you will bless us today, that you will walk with us today, that you will take our hand and lead us through this day with your Holy Spirit. Fill us today. In Jesus' name, amen.